Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi Goldhawk. Welcome to the best hour on radio ever. I'm really excited today. My good friend and mentor, Linda Liberatore from Secure Pay One, is on the line, and we're going to start having a conversation about landlords. You know, I've been speaking more and more and more with investors that are getting interested in and investing in single-family rentals. Now, with investing in single-family rentals, there are pros and cons. If you build your business appropriately, it's a pro. It's a very good thing. If you don't build your business appropriately and have the right property managers and tech tools, then guess what happens? You end up doing all of the work, and that can be a big con for many real estate investors because you don't work on your business at that point. You are working in your business, and that is pretty shameful. Now, you don't need to be working in your business all the time. The entire point of building wealth through real estate is to build wealth also in your business system. The more systemized you are, the more streamlined you can be, which equals one thing: time freedom. And I want to start getting some good tips from Linda about landlording and how we can be better. So today's show is going to be super fun. We're talking about the best tips for landlords and discussing the impact of Gen Z on your do-it-yourself landlords and many other awesome topics that Linda really knows a lot about. So let's welcome her to the show. Linda, you're on the air.
Well, welcome. Thank you, Abhi. I really appreciate it. I always enjoy getting a chance to talk to you. You are making it happen down in Georgia, and I'm just appreciative to be here today.
Hey, no, you make that sound so awesome, and right back at you. You're, for me, an inspiration in the landlording space. Like, you get it. And what's beyond that for me is you help other folks that want to grow their portfolios do the same thing. So give us a little bit about who you are, your background, where you came from, what you've done so far, and expertise.
Well, how about I tell you this? It's not all pretty. we've been grinding it out for a little over 8 years. We work directly with the tenants, and we do that on behalf of the DIY landlords, as we call them, and there are people out there looking to grow a portfolio, and they find out too quickly what you already said. Time goes quickly, and time gets sucked away, and there are so many, many little tasks that have to be done, and that's what we work with. So we work with some pretty challenging situations and try to work with the landlord. We kind of, if you can visualize, Abhi, a little seedling, that's what we try to help them grow into a big tree. And we just kind of hold their hand through that process and try to get it to grow.
So if I'm listening and I'm like, okay, I'm interested in learning more about landlording. I want to build wealth with single family rentals, excuse me. Where do I start? What's your number one tip on where do I just start?
Well, okay, where do you start? Well, first of all, you definitely have to reach out education-wise. You definitely want to get out there, whether it's somebody. I was just answering this question for somebody the other day. If you were just a brand-new investor and you don't even have your first property, I'd say the biggest thing you better dig into is, first of all, a real estate investment group. I'm big on that. A platform, you know, such as Think Realty. You got to get educated. But then I would decide on location, because I was thinking about it. If I had to hedge my bets, what's the one thing, you know, that would provide a safety net for a brand new investor? Is at least if they, let's say they pay too much, which is all too often, right, the very first investment property, at least if it's in the right location, they'd have an exit plan. So that's my tip on finding that first property. Make sure you find it in the right location so that, you know, that you've got that as a redeeming factor. And then, of course, we get into the whole landlording cycle, so I won't overblow that answer. I'll just stick to that.
No, that's fair. Any other tips that you have for, say, scaling and growing with your rentals? Because that's obviously, I think, everybody's dream, right? You can work, but you want to be able to choose to work. You could be a high-powered executive listening to this. You can be an entrepreneur, business owner. But I think at the end of the day, you want to work on your business just as much as you work in your business, and you want your money to work super hard for you. One of the best ways to do that is to consider rentals to be part of your portfolio. But any additional tips on what I can do to systematically grow my portfolio for the better?
Well, I think what you have to look to do is automate. And you mentioned it in the intro. You mentioned, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about Generation Z. But if I can kind of tie that in here, you know, you've heard me speak before. I believe that, you know, not only what's coming, it's what's here, is that you have to have technology solutions for your renters. And sometimes we all too often say, oh, that's the millennials, oh, that's Generation Z. But the reality is that spread to, you know, our 85-year-old aunt or grandma or whoever it is. If they're on the computer, they're on the computer all the time, and you have to be able to, I'll call it, what's the word, delight that audience as well. So in other words, you have to be super responsive. Well, how are you super responsive? You have to have procedures that help you and processes that help you be able to be in this instant world that we're in. And without those, you know, processes, you're not going to have the profits you're looking for.
No, that's right. And I think one of the biggest things with that for me is working in the business, on the business, it goes right back to that. If we don't have the time to work on the business, then we need to make sure that we have somebody else do that for us. Let's transition to the conversation to Gen Z. I know this is something that you have a lot of knowledge about, especially the impact that Gen Z has for your do-it-yourself landlords. Walk me through that process and what you mean.
What they're saying is, if you look at the charts on this, if you take a look at the baby boomers, that they had spent approximately $148,000 on rent before they, let's say, bought a home. They're projecting $226,000 on Generation Z before ever owning a home. We're talking about, as you know, because this is your world, these are people that are going to rent. They are definitely looking to be mobile, the attention span 8 seconds, you know. They've grown up on digital society. They are looking for things quick and things now. And that is, I'll call it an impact for all age groups and for certainly for all our DIY landlords to be cognizant of. It's whether, you know, there are software platforms out there for people with one or two units. You don't have to have 50 units before you go into it. Why is that significant? Abby, we've seen a 200% increase in our Chase Quick Pays, Zelle Quick Pays, over the last 9 months, literally from December 2017. We did nothing different. We offer ACH, we offer, you know, pay stations. We offer every format available to make sure that people can make their payments. And I'm talking about cutting across all economic levels, electronic payments is, for example, a must-have. You know, do you hear what I'm saying? Like, the Generation Z is impacting kind of, you'll see it even more evident in, like, reducing friction.
No, that's right. No, we've got to go to break, Linda. So what we're going to do is talk a little bit more about the Gen Z and the quick pays and the electronic payment systems for your DIY landlords when we come back, because that's so crucial to scaling properly. Think Realty Nation, get in touch with me. Have questions, go to thinkrealtyradio.com, click play. Or you can also ask your question. Text the word ask to 96270. Don't go anywhere. Linda and I are coming right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Success in real estate is all about your network, so get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape. And we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
All right, Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Golhar. We're back. My call-in guest, Linda Liberatore from MyLandlordHelper.com is on the air with us, and we're talking about some of the tips that you need to succeed as a landlord. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about this electronic payment system. And Linda, I know, as you mentioned, we need that in place. Otherwise, if you're going around and collecting checks, that's a little tough to handle across, say, 20 or 25 properties in your portfolio, right?
Correct. And it's just, it's options, it's service, Abhi. I guess that's what I need my landlords to think about. It's not, it's no longer what's convenient for them. It's making sure that they're offering every option possible, not only for their own good so that they get paid, but to be able to service, I'll call it the kind of the next generation of renters, but it really is going across all age groups. While it might be driven by, you know, this Generation Z and the fact that we're all electronic all the time. You know, Generation Z, Abhi, they're talking they've grown up doing 26 hours per week on a mobile phone. 26 hours per week.
Wow.
Think about that.
That's way too much time. Like, I probably spend like 46 hours a week on my phone.
I was thinking that. But at least you have a business you're running, right?
That's right.
At least you could say you're doing a business in the meantime. But it speaks to the fact that we're all have easy access to all the content we need at any time. And that's how your renter's thinking. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We see that. We're seeing that firsthand, that your renter is no longer thinking, let's say, emergency at 2 in the morning. They're just thinking they want to communicate. That's it. And so it's just an always-on kind of feeling. And even from the actual application process, I'm seeing a small landlord, let's say, lose people's interest by not having an online application so they could just fill it out. You know what I mean? Do you want to? You just spent a lot of money on marketing or, you know, everything you're doing or a lot of effort, time to get your place ready to, you know, put it on the market. Do you want to lose that people because you have to wait till you're in the office Monday to send them an application? You know what I mean? It wouldn't cost you that much to get yourself an online application.
Yeah.
There's software solutions. You just have to think what parts of your process have friction and remove that friction. Nobody wants that friction.
So is there a way that I can reduce friction with technology aside from only payment? Like, what type of tech do I need as I'm growing my portfolio that will help me get further?
Well, I would definitely go from application to screening. I know that maybe people listening find this hard to believe, but I have plenty of people that I hear every day that still have a paper application. So I want you to go from an online form for your application. I want you to go right into a screening mode. If you like their online form, go right into screening online. And third, go right into a digital signature online. I don't want any part of that process to be paper. If you can remove any of those friction points, you're going to be ahead of the game. And again, the big companies all think this way, right? But I'm talking about you need to drill this down to the little landlords now.
That actually makes a lot of sense because it's the little landlords that make up the majority of the rental owners across the U.S. anyway. It's not even the institutional, right?
Exactly. So they need to, I'll call it, look up to the big brother and
mm-hmm.
look what's happening there, and they need to take those things and drill them down to their world. You know, we're talking about even things like, think about the WeWorks of the world, right? It's this empty, you know, warehouse space that's now the shared society. We're seeing that happen in multifamilies now. They're trying to put in this kind of, I'll call it, atmosphere, this WeWork shared community. Well, if you're a little landlord and you know of where those places are, you want to get that information out in your ad. Like, oh, you know, I'm 3 blocks from here, I'm 2 blocks from there. You know, those are the kind of things, it's a lifestyle experience that is attracting the new tenants. So get that information out there in your ads. Promote, you know, the things that you could, that you know people. Those amenities right now are worth more than, you know, the swimming pool, let's say, right?
That's right. I'm a huge fan of even like a valet garbage service, like small things like this that really add that luxury value for your tenant will definitely not only help with the retention, but it helps with a higher premium on rent as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can add even like house cleaning services that, you know, if you know someone in the area, get those on there. We say electronic newsletters. You're not too small to send out an electronic newsletter once a month that's telling them the happenings in the area. How easy is it to, you know, curate that content for them because you've been in that area for years or your property is in that area for years? So you're probably already getting newsletters yourself on different things going on. Take that content, curate it into one nice newsletter, and get that out once a month, you know. And maybe do it right before your rent is due.
That's a really smart idea, actually. Hey, I'm gonna start doing this now. Like, gee whiz, this makes sense. So what is the impact then that these features that we need to have in our rentals, this kind of that luxury premium feature, what impact does that have in the software options, in the property management of the actual units? Is there an impact or is there no impact?
Well, the software options are out there. They really are. I think I told you that. I've done some research actually for Think Realty and was surprised as anybody, and it is my field, that there's almost like probably almost 70 different options of software available. So we all know of the big players, let's say, and those might be cost prohibitive when you're starting. But there's plenty of options out there for the little guys that are doing just the same thing. They're helping you syndicate the ads out there. They're helping you with free online applications, you know, making sure, like you said, you mentioned it, and I should have, like, validated that, like those amenities that you could charge for so that you could increase your rent. I was just talking to someone actually at Think Realty that mentioned, you know, that's something they use as like a media package. If you're by a college town that really sells, like, oh, here, sign me up for that media package. That just helps you increase another fee on your rent, you know. So it helps you bring up your cash flow just a little bit here or there. Like you said, cleaning options, you know. Those are all things that you can accomplish simply through all these software solutions that are available.
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, and it really ultimately, so I'm listening. I need to know how this is going to constantly and continue to impact my rental world. It helps because it's pushing forward this idea that we need the right type of technology to grow our business. There's zero way, right? Like, there's zero way that I am self-managing 25 single-family rentals across Atlanta or across, insert my hometown here, if you're listening from California or anywhere on the East Coast or anywhere across the nation. So these types of ideas are important. Continue to beat the dead horse. That tech is the future. It's here, and we can utilize it as a tool to stay connected with our tenants that much more. All right, we have to go to break. Get in touch with Linda and her team at mylandlordhelper.com. Have questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. You can also text the word ASK to 96270. That's ASK to 96270. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s, or you can get protected with CarChecks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarChecks now at 800-958-5207, 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at BizTalkRadio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhart.
All right, we're back. It's Think Realty Radio. I'm your host, Avi Golhar, and we have Linda Liberatore from MyLandlordHelper.com as my guest. We've been talking about tech. We've been talking about some of the tips that you need to navigate the waters of doing it yourself as a landlord. Linda, there are a lot of sources of information out there, and there's so many things that are changing with regulations and laws with rentals, and then of course the technology and these components and the business of landlording and how we can be better with our tenants and home automation. And you're, quite frankly, the queen of all of this info. Where do you go to get your inside knowledge of what's happening and some of the trends that we need to follow?
Oh, I don't know if I could share that.
Oh, no, come on. You got this. I need inside sources here, Linda.
I like the example I gave you earlier. I tried to look up to what I'm referring to as the big brothers. So those institutionalized multifamily space. So, for instance, in our area, I'm just outside of Chicago, there's an association called the Chicagoland Apartment Association. And that's part of nationally what's called the National Apartment Association, NAA.
Okay.
So that's something that I've been a member of really since the year I started the business. And I follow their newsletters closely. They often are discussing new trends. You know, they have annual conventions, conferences, as well as what some of the other ones. I try to follow the trends of those because you see, I'm one that, like, when I go to a conference, not only do I want to hear what they're saying, I want to hear how I can apply different things in my world. Like, I try to drill down an idea. So even though you're a single family owner and you may not have the same things, you need to follow what I'll call is trend. You know, I just read something the other day. I think it was from a multifamily website where they were talking about maker stations. And what was so cool, I was like, oh, what's that? What's a maker station, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it talked about just being a shared space in these multifamilies. And guess, of course, I shouldn't say of course, but guess where it was right in my backyard on State Street in Chicago. All I had to do was YouTube it, and I found it. But it was a very just a general open space, but it had the 3D printer, and I can't remember the name of the other machine. I remember, though, it, like, stamps out things. And apparently this is trendy to have an open space for that type of thing, open space for bicycles, for storage. So I often tell, you know, the small landlord, like, oftentimes there's a spot in the basement, maybe there's things happening down in their, like, local little downtown. Like, that's the type of stuff to communicate to your residents. Like, they want to know that. Like, you may think, oh, you know, I don't know. Yeah, share that with them. You know, I don't know if you've read any of the articles about the fitness industry. Like, it's very trendy right now to go to small fitness places as opposed to the big classical gym, right?
That's right.
So people they're paying unheard of premium prices to be in those classes, you know?
No, for sure. So my wife goes to, she'll go to bar, and then they're all different types of, like, bar variations. And then you have, I think, Orange Theory, like you said, some of these really boutique shops where you get that traditional, exercises, but then with a modern twist. And I think that's very interesting and also kind of indicative of where we're headed in the property management space too. You have to be hyper-local, but then you also have to offer a service that's a cut above the others if you're a property manager. So pay attention to that. But if you're a landlord, you need to know, right? Like, you need to know that your renters and your tenants have options. And if your stuff isn't up to snuff, if your furnishings aren't up to snuff and they're just super drab and old and no bueno, then guess what happens? You're not commanding the rent that you could. And for a couple hundred bucks, you could spruce up maybe your bedroom and invest in it a little bit to hit that higher yield. So kind of keep some of those ideas in mind. Linda, another question for you. There are a lot of beginners in the rental space. And as you and I know, the real estate market has been hot for a while, and that just draws out more new investors. Help me understand house hacking to get started. What does house hacking even mean to you? Because there's a term that's always been going around, you know?
Well, it's one that I personally love because I'm gonna proclaim that I'm not young, Abby, but I'm not going any further than that and tell you that I house hacked back in the day. That was our very first house with my husband, and we chose it really because of that. So it was what they used to refer to, and I don't think it's referred to this anymore, as an in-law apartment. And it was like, yes, we can do this. It was badly in need of, the home itself was badly in need of work. But to define house hacking is it had an additional apartment, a small apartment, that could be rented out. And we did verify that. And I would tell anybody listening, make sure you verify that before you purchase it, that it is legal, that it's an illegal rentable space. And that just helped us pay the mortgage. So I now, my oldest daughter, she owns a home that actually was house hacked. It was down the block from a college, which is ideal. So she has her floor and a separate entrance for the lower level, and she's got two bedrooms she's able to. So it just means, and I think it's really important. I'm glad you brought that up, because for those that are listening that are afraid to get started, and maybe they themselves are still renters, it's just such a great way to get out of that, become the landlord, get started with these, you know, different parts of the country. Sometimes it's referred to as a duplex or a two flat or a three flat. Mm-hmm. And many times they're owned by older generations that, you know, maybe there's, like, I know in the Chicago area, there's plenty of seniors in those buildings. And, you know, they'd be happy to, you know, do some door knocking on a Saturday and start to see who might be willing to turn over that property. And sometimes they'll even hold the mortgage for you if it's a paid off property, you know.
So what's a good pathway then for, say, new investors to go on this path of house hacking? Should I buy a duplex or, like you said, a two flat, live in one, rent the other side, and then do that a couple more times and then call it quits? And get a property management company, use the right tech tools, or do I not do any of that and start to just invest it remotely, say, in single-family rentals and just start buying as much as I can right now? Is there a specific pathway that you recommend, one versus the other, maybe wholesale, then buy rentals, maybe start wholesaling, then flipping a little bit, then buy rentals? What are your thoughts?
Well, wholesaling might be the way to go, and it might occur naturally, because if you are doing what we talked about, going out on the Saturday and you're looking around at houses, there you may stumble across some of these. Let's say I'm going to, again, refer to my reference point, City of Chicago. Maybe one of those two or three flats is just beyond your range, but you know it's a good deal. So that's a perfect opportunity to wholesale. Now you've got some money in your pocket, and maybe – you know, it will happen naturally that one of them is going to be the one you could afford. But in the meantime, you'll be making some money through your, I'll say, search process, right? Mm-hmm. And so you'll be able to be putting away a little bit more. Then if you could find somebody that will do the owner financing, I would suggest, as you just said, own, you know, live in one, rent the other. If you can afford to, or if you can not afford, what's the word? If your lifestyle can work with a smaller unit, that's even better. And then rent out the larger unit.
Well said. And I love that path as well. You got to start small, build up, get the experience so that you can win. Linda, thank you so much for being my guest today. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure getting an invite to come on. I love to share whatever we could with you.
Awesome. Think Realty Nation. Get in touch with Linda and her team at mylandlordhelper.com. Have questions for me? Reach out. I want you to reach out. I need to hear your voice. Believe me, I love standing behind a microphone, sitting behind a microphone, but I need to hear from you. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. The Power Play with Greg Grant's next. Stick around.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovcoDirect.com. That's RecovcoDirect.com/radio, the easy choice for real estate investors.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with connectedinvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to connectedinvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. connectedinvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? This is Marco Santarelli with Norada Real Estate Investments. Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage those properties. We save you time by providing you with passive income investment properties in some of the best U.S. markets. Learn more by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. There's no obligation and nothing to buy. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and get your free copy today.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Slam dunk, grand slam, victory lap. Get ready for the inside scoop in the real estate investing industry. You're tuned in to The Power Play with me, Avi Golhar, and my buddy, Greg Rand. Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Golhar. My buddy, Greg Rand, is on the air, and you're listening to The Power Play. Today, we're talking about buying property the way that Wall Street buys property. There are a lot of tech solutions. There are a lot of tools that you can use, resources at your fingertips to make this possible. But let's understand how exactly it is that Wall Street buys property, because they're not buying just your one-off properties. They're buying hundreds at a time in a portfolio. Right, Greg?
They do it all the above. They buy in a portfolio. They buy them one at a time. And the approach they take, they're building massive portfolios, but they, you know, these are companies that back in 2012, right around there, sometimes a little earlier, when they first emerged, it had never been done. Nobody had ever owned a ton of rental homes around the country. And while people thought it was a good idea, they thought the management was going to be impossible. Like, how do you deal with 5,000, 15,000, 25,000 houses scattered across 20 different cities? It was said to be impossible because it had never been done. Now, for some of us that were early players in the industry creating solutions for Wall Street, we heard it can't be done, and we said, well, you've got a supercomputer in your pocket. We've got, you know, we've got drones flying overhead. We had a man on the moon 40 years ago. I think saying it's impossible to cut 5,000 lawns is maybe a stretch. And so we endeavored to try to use the current technology and professional management systems that we borrow from other industries and apply them here. And now it's 7 or 8 years later. And what those big players have done, they proved, first of all, they can all do it, meaning virtually everybody who tried to build a big national portfolio of properties and manage them effectively, virtually everyone who tried succeeded. And so it wasn't impossible. On the contrary, it was actually just a pain in the neck, a big colossal pain in the neck operationally, but they figured it out. And the people that invested in them, some of them are public companies now, some of them issued bonds against this. They're now seeing the performance of these portfolios of rental homes, and they're seeing something that everyday investors have known forever, which is you rent them out, they make money, they get more valuable every year. The difference is Wall Street knows how much to raise the rent every month, every year. They know how much money they're making in a yield, which is the profit you make on your rent. They know how much appreciation they get. They know what the ROI is. That's one of the things that the small investor has really never known. You know, people that I know that own property, investment property, they know they make $3,000 a month. They know no one's ever boiled it down for them into numbers that can be compared to other investment vehicles. So while the stock market, I can see how the stock market has done. I can see how my savings account has done. I can see how other investments have done. I really can't see in any transparent way how my real estate portfolio is done. And that's one of the things that's changed is that companies like us and a company called Roofstock have built the same technologies that were used, the same calculations that are used by big Wall Street firms are now baked into our user experience on our websites and allow people to start to understand, okay, well, now what is yield and how is it calculated and what is a good yield, what's a bad yield? What are the trade-offs? The more expensive the property, the more in demand it might be, but the lower the yield is going to be, lower yield, I may have more turnover. There's all these different trade-offs that balance into it, but we're giving everyday investors, entrepreneurial investors, the tools that were built for the big players because those tools enabled them to do it on a very, very big, unprecedented scale, and they all apply to the small investor as well.
So I'm listening to this. I'm not Wall Street capital. I'm just a guy or a gal that wants to buy two or three properties. How do I utilize ownamerica.com? How do I utilize some of these tech platforms that are out there to my advantage?
Yep, and I'll tell you about Own America because I know the most about ours, and I don't usually do any kind of a shameless plug, and this won't be one either. But if people listen to this segment, we analyze markets a lot here. One of our favorite things is picking winners, right?
That's right.
And so Wall Street picks winners. Wall Street doesn't say, I'm going to buy in Phoenix because I live in Phoenix. They say, where's the population moving? Okay, where are the prices low enough and the rents high enough for me to generate a return on my investment that is consistent with what expectations I've set for my sources of capital? So when they raise money, the money they raise wants to get 5.75% yield, and so they have to go and get 6% yield so they can make a profit and then pass the rest of it on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So starting with the market selection. So long-term price appreciation, how has the market performed over the last 20 years through all these ups and downs of the real estate market? How has it performed? How does that compare to the rest of the country? How does it compare to other markets you might be thinking about going to? Keep in mind that Wall Street didn't have to go where they lived or worked. They were going to go where the money was. And so they approached this where every square mile of the U.S. is potential investment territory. Let's go and try to figure out where the best opportunities are. So once you see how it's performed, we then reveal the population growth. Okay, population has been growing in virtually every market in the country, but how steeply? How fast? All right. Once you see that it's steep or not, the question is, well, why? All right. And that always ties to three things. Jobs. So if jobs are moving in, what jobs are moving in, where are they coming from and why? That usually ties to cost of living or cost of operating if you're a business.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you see companies move from high tax states to no tax states. Companies that move from high regulation states to low regulation states. But then you also have quality of life. Okay, and that relates to climate. That relates to the employees being happy to go there, being able to recruit people from the base within the city itself, like Charlotte or Atlanta or Dallas, have a great base to recruit from. But also you can recruit to those cities from Chicago and New York and L.A. because the quality of life, cost of living combination is solid. So it begins for Wall Street, and it should begin for Main Street with this idea of, let me try to figure out the people trends. Where are they going? Why are they going? Are they staying? Are the reasons they're going and staying sustainable? And if so, now I've got a market that I've got some confidence in. And then they dig in with the data. Then it's, what are the properties worth? What are the going rents? What are the expenses to operate in that market? And what kind of a yield can I get? And of course, yield is my rent, what I'm collecting, minus what I'm paying in taxes, insurance, property management, and maintenance. Whatever I have left is my, basically my net operating income. And if I divide that amount of money by what I paid for the property, I have my yield. So if I get $6,000 in net operating income at the end of the year on a $100,000 investment I made, I got a 6% yield. All right. And so that's the first piece. The second piece is that property going to get more valuable? Because if that $100,000 property becomes worth $103,000, it goes up 3% next year. Now I've made $6,000 in yield plus $3,000 in price appreciation. I can't pay the bills with the price appreciation like I can with the yield, right? I can't, that's not cash in my bank account, but it's equity in the property. But the combination of those two things tends to add up to about a between an 8 and a 10% combo between yield and price appreciation. And big Wall Street firms and now all these tech companies like us and Roofstock and others that are coming are creating that kind of transparency that you can look across the whole country and say, where is the liftoff? Where are the places where there's going to be a good buy? And now what should I buy in those markets in a micro market kind of place or kind of way? And what kind of return should I expect? And then to measure the return as I get it to see that I do better than I expected, worse, or hit it dead on.
So we have about another minute before we have to end the show. If I'm a let's say I'm browsing on America.com, I'm browsing Roofstock.com, what should I be looking at in terms of numbers? Because I'm sure I'm going to be thrown a lot of data at me, right? I'm going to see ROI. I'm going to see internal rate of return. I'm going to see the rental amount, the home appreciation in the market over the last couple of years. What are the most important data points that I need to, synthesize to make the best decision for me?
Okay, sure. Very simple. First one is yield or cap rate. Those two terms are pretty much interchangeable.
Yeah.
That's that equation I just went through. How much profit do I make? The appreciation comes over time, and you can't spend the money, which is actually good. But the key about yield is if I have cash flow, if I'm making 5 or 6%, which is actually a perfectly good yield, doing better than that, you're probably taking too much risk. Doing less than that, you're probably paying too high a price. But if you can do 5% on your money by buying real estate, that means that you have what we refer to as staying power. Right. If the market turns, you just wait out the recovery of the market. I don't think it's going to turn, but if it does, just hang on for 10 years and your property values will be back and then some.
Right. Don't sell just because there may be chaos. And if there is chaos, just hang on. Right. Like, just don't sell your stuff. This is a bad move. Greg, thanks so much. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Realty Nation. You know what? It kind of annoys me that we have to end the show, but I'll tell you, we're going to be here again tomorrow. So that being said, check out Barnes & Noble. Pick up a copy of Think Realty Magazine. Get in touch with us with questions. Text the word ASK to 96270. And we'll see you again soon. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24-7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.